Good morning, my friends, and greetings again in Jesus' name. This is Brother Ephraim with the Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration. This morning, we will talk about a verse in Psalms 119. It's verse number 165. It's a verse that I have really appreciated and loved and heard a message on, of course, all of Scripture is wonderful and it's true. I'm not trying to set this verse apart, but this verse is wonderful and it's true. It reads like this: Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Nothing shall offend them. Wow. And like it usually is in Scripture, offend is used in as a falling away or a stumbling. It's a very real thing. It's not just, you know, something happens between me and my friend and he does something and I'm offended and, you know, a couple of days later we make it right again. It's not that kind of thing. It's where something happens and I can't take it, and I throw in the towel, and I give up on Christianity, and I maybe I wouldn't say I do, but I wallow in bitterness, and God does make it clear that if we don't forgive, we can't be forgiven. Why do people get offended? Well, here it looks like they get offended because they don't love the law of God. Another reason is they have an idea that the Christian life should be easy. Matthew 13, 20 and 21, reading in the parable of the sower, the seed that fell into stony places. Jesus said, but he that received the seed into stony places, the same is he that heareth the word, and anon with joy receiveth it. Yet hath he not root in himself, but dureth for a while, for when tribulation or persecution ariseth because of the word, by and by he is offended. There are people like that. They think, well, they can be a Christian. They want to get to heaven, and Christianity is going to be good. It's going to serve them well. And because of the word, because of obedience to your word, life gets difficult. And they think, well, there's no call for this. It wasn't supposed to be difficult. I thought it was supposed to be easy and nice and good, joyful and happy. And they get offended because they didn't have a right view of tribulation or persecution. It is so important that we have a healthy doctrine of suffering. The Bible speaks so much about suffering. God chastens every son whom he loveth. It's just throughout the Scriptures that it's not going to be easy. It's not going to be fun always. And there's going to be hard things that happen. Life isn't going to be fair always. But if we have a heavenly perspective, and if we know the Lord, and we know that he is the great judge, and he will make all things right, and he gives us joy and peace and love, he gives us the Holy Spirit, and we can walk through these things victoriously, and we know that difficult things refine us, and we should welcome that. Like it says in James, my brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. That we should not shun the trying of our faith. We should welcome it. Too many people pick and choose through the Scriptures. If we do that, that's a sign that we don't really love the law of God. We just like to pick out verses here and there that encourage us, verses that make us feel good, verses that tell us how good things are going to be, and like pull ourselves up our own bootstrap kind of thing. We just look through scriptures to find what we need at the moment. Of course, that's right to do that too, but we have to do it in the right mentality. If we choose to take some of scripture, and then there's a lot of scripture that doesn't really make us feel good, and we don't really like it, and just kind of skip over that, ignore that, that's not loving the law. We need to take all of scripture as it was meant to be taken and rejoice in it all and allow God to work in us and refine us and purify us. Great peace is a wonderful thing. Yes, it is. In this world we live in, there isn't very much of it. There's a lot of sin. There's a lot of corruption. There's a lot of fighting. There's a lot of bad relationships. There's a lot of tension. And peace is not something that's easily found in the world. But it is found in the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. They which love thy law, great peace they shall have, and nothing shall offend them. It makes sense to be that way. If we love the law of God, and we study it, and we know it, and we walk in it, then we understand life. God is the creator of all life. He's the creator of all things good and right. He's the giver of every good gift. He knows how everything works. He knows how our bodies work, our minds. He knows how the earth works and all things that are therein. He knows what we need. He knows what we're going through. He knows everything. And if we know the law of God, then we know a lot. We know the truth. We know how things work. There's nothing like not understanding how things work for taking away peace. That if we don't understand how something works, it takes away peace. It does. But if we know how something works, then we know how to respond to a situation. We know how to go forward in situations. And we know what is good, and we know that all things work together for good as we allow them to refine and purify us, as if we're called according to the purpose of God. Let's consider an illustration. Imagine driving on the road. You're going to go to town this morning, and you get in your vehicle and you drive to town, and you forgot completely how all the laws work on the road. You have no idea which side of the road to drive on. You don't know what those funny looking signs mean along the road. And you don't know why people are blowing their horn at you. And you're never sure which side of the road that something's going to come on next. And imagine that. It would be tremendously fearful to be on the road like that, especially with a lot of traffic, if you had no understanding how it works, or if you had no love for it. If you did not like the laws on the road, and you decided that you just cannot stand it, you're going to do things your own way, well, you're pretty soon going to find out that doing things your own way on the road isn't going to work very well. And it's going to take away your peace very, very quickly. People are going to get upset at you. There's going to be narrow misses, hopefully, and maybe even accidents. And there's going to be policemen doing their job that pull you over and give you a fine. And after a while, if that happens too much, they're going to say, you're not even fit to drive. We're going to take your license away. So the more we understand how things work, the more we know about the laws, whatever laws it might be, laws of the land, laws of the road, and of course, the law of God. The more we understand it, and the more we love it, and the more we align our life up with it, the more peace we will have. And the more stability we have, the more hope we have of being unmovable. It's very sad when you see somebody get offended and fall away, but it happens. I hope it doesn't happen with you. I hope it doesn't happen with me. What we need to do is be in the Word of God and love it. Be in the law of God and love it. And the law of God doesn't necessarily just mean the Scriptures. It also talks about, you know, all things that God created and how things work in God's kingdom and how things work in God's creation. If we love those things, we will have great peace and nothing will offend us. Hallelujah. God bless you. It was a pleasure to share with you this week. Hope you've been edified. If you care to leave a message, you can do so at 099. Just press 099 and follow the prompts and leave a message. Thank you and have a wonderful day in the Lord.